Phoenix Audio presents
more of Dave Barry's greatest hits, written by Dave Barry. Trouble on the Line. I want them to stop explaining my long-distance options to me. I don't want to know my long-distance options. The more I know about my long-distance options, the more I feel like a fool. They did this to us once before with our financial options. This was back in the 70s, remember? Up until then, if you had any excess money, you put it in a passbook savings account paying 5 1/4% interest. And your only financial options were, did you want the toaster or the electric blanket? For a really slick, high-finance maneuver, you could join the Christmas Club, where you gave the bank some money each week, and at the end of the year, the bank gave you your money back. These were simple, peaceful times, except for the occasional Asian land war. And then, without warning, they made it legal for consumers to engage in complex monetary acts, many of them involving liquidity. Today, there are a whole range of programs in which all that happens is people call up to ask what they should do with their money. Hi, Steve? My wife and I listen to you all the time, and we just love your show. Now, here's the problem. We're 27 years old, no kids, and we have a combined income of $93,000 and $675,000 in denatured optional treasury instruments of accrual, which will become extremely mature next week. Now, to me, those people do not have a problem. To me, what these people need in the way of financial advice is lighten up. Buy yourself a big boat and have parties where people put on funny hats and push the piano into the harbor. But Mr. Consumer Radio Money Advisor, he tells them complex ways to get even more money.